Ishan, you've been to America before, so how do you feel, you know, performing before the NRI audience in America? Is there anything special that you sense when you perform here?
Well, actually, earlier, every time I've done a tour in the U.S., it's been with other artists, sometimes with, you know, superstars, sometimes with other singer colleagues. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I'm doing a show on my own as an Ishan. So I'm really looking forward to finding out, you know, generally, I mean, you know, what's my popularity? How do people perceive me as an artist? Would they want to come spend? You know, weekend plans are really big here in the U.S. and you know, it should be quite flattering just to know that people have actually come for my show on a weekend when they could have probably done other things.
I think when you performed here last April, I think you got a pretty good taste of what people think of you. I saw the audience of all age groups, and they all stayed put for the 3-4.5 hours
that's true.
That you were there.
And this time I'm even more excited because I've come with my own band and, you know, co-singer with me from India. So it's a much more sort of, it's a great setup this time. So the shows are definitely going to be, you know, a few notches better. And
tell me a little bit about the preparation for this and tell me a little bit about your band.
The band is a band that's been performing with me for the last 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like a well-oiled mechanism, you know. I don't even need to turn around. They know from my jokes between songs, as in which is the next track and things like that. So they're quite sad. It's a very, very talented band. I don't believe in having too many numbers because, you know, that kind of makes things more sort of muddy, the sound.
Right.
I have a 5-member band, but each one, you know, has a very, very cut out role, and with that, you know, there's backing vocals, there's everything involved in just the 5 guys, so it's quite nice.
I think the
you know, with me, Ruchika is, she's a wonderful singer-dancer, she's more of a performer, really, because, you know, in today's times, it's not about just standing there and singing.
Absolutely.
About being able to, you know, win the people over, so I try and keep it very interactive.
I think that the way the technology is gone, you know, a 5-member band can produce so many and recreate so many different sounds from the instruments that you feel like you're, you know, watching a full orchestra perform.
So
as Saregama host, you know, you've taken the program to just such great heights. Were you surprised at the NRI interest and the fact that there have been so many Indian singers from abroad who've come and performed there?
No, that's true. And just generally, as in the U.S., you know, ever since I've been hosting the show, I've realized that it's really big here. It's bigger than anything else in the U.S. They really love this whole concept of, you know, budding singers singing and competing against each other. And I'm also happy that this new format has been taken well, because especially in the U.S., or, you know, when you talk about analyze, it's about, you know, connecting with your origins, connecting with the Indianness. And since we've kind of gone a little, what should I say, a little more on the form, and, you know, gone a little more on the hipper side, I thought, you know, they might be a little, no, this is not how it should have been. It should have been that nice, you know, sada see their proper singing.
Right.
But people are enjoying this whole format where there's a bit of spice thrown in, you know.
Right, absolutely.
In terms of a little drama, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I think when the numbers roll in, I think everybody's just chewing their fingers.
Because yeah.
So many personal favorites, and, you know, it's like, oh my God, how could he have gotten out? And it just keeps this program like so alive and kicking.
Yeah, true. I think in this new format, what's happened is that the singers are actually now, like, people have their favorites. They know who this is and what he's sung before, what he's going to be singing, you know, whether he's sung to potential or not.
Right.
So the connectivity is stronger in the new format, and people are enjoying it, which is nice.
I think another really perhaps exclusive thing about Saregama, and I've seen some of the other music shows which have been, you know, put on television, is that the quality of the singing is still a big notch above everything else that I've seen on television.
No, that is true. That is true. Actually, very honestly, when we are auditioning, we are not looking at, you know, things like X Factor, looking at whether they can dance. It's just amazing that, you know, being fantastic singers already, when it came to actually getting them to, you know, to perform, you know, as in to dance and to, you know, to choreograph steps, to, you know, to get them, you know, the makeovers and everything, they really got transformed into these little superstars. You
absolutely
know?
They look so different from when they walk in and when they at the end of the show, few tapes later and few shows later, there's a complete transformation even in the way they carry themselves.
Right, of course, yeah. But the priority, of course, being that, you know, they're all good singers to start with, yeah.
Absolutely. So, Sean, any message for your fans in the U.S. and Atlanta?
Well, the tour is still a long way from finish. I still have a month to go. I have a lot of cities I'd be visiting, including Atlanta on the 24th, which is my son's birthday, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be a special special day. So I'm just hoping to, you know, meet with a lot of people and meet with a lot of success on this tour.
Yeah.